Latakia is unlike most Syrian cities in one respect. Most cities in the country are predominantly Sunni. Latakia has a large Alawite population. Alawite is the minority sect that President Bashar al-Assad belongs to. And so the Syrian assault on Latakia has been targeted. That's according to Abdul Omar of the London-based Syrian-British Solidarity Campaign.
It has been concentrated on parts of the city that are predominantly Sunni populations and where the demonstrations have taken place. It's pretty unfortunate how they try to show that certain parts of the city are causing trouble while others are not. And the way they do that is by distinguishing on the makeup of the population, where you have a majority of Alawite, then that neighborhood tends to be relatively safe. Where you have the opposite, then you've got trouble.
Did any Alawites demonstrate against the government?
Of course. I mean, members of the Alawite community did also partake, but not in the same percentage population as the Sunnis did.
So is it clear that they're not being targeted?
That's exactly the message. It is not that the Alawite community has not felt the same strife against the regime or even indeed demonstrating. We do know that a number of known Alawite members of the community have joined the protest. However, it seems that the regime is trying to showcase the opposite.
Abdul, how are you getting the majority of your information from what's happening in Syria?
There are a number of ways. I mean, we have got direct contact with people on the ground through satellite phones. We are reliant on the amateur video footage that comes out from Syria via both normal DSL links as well as satellite links.
As you know, there's been a lot of external pressure. And just last week, Turkish diplomats say that they got a promise from President Assad to back off on the assaults. Any sign that the Syrian government is either worried about what the international community might do or abiding by the calls such as that from Turkey's government?
It's quite impressive in terms, and excuse me for using that term, but to see the Syrian regime completely ignoring what is coming out of both the European Union, the United States, as well as its closest neighbors such as Turkey. There was obviously the official visit that took place a few days ago, and the regime said that in 2 weeks the situation would be over. And now it's a little bit scary to see what they can accomplish in these 2 weeks. And all that we have seen in the first few days of these 2 weeks is a crackdown taking place on the major points of unrest pretty much within Syria. Now, if the external community carried on observing this, they would realize that what the regime is trying to do is trying to change the overall picture. They've almost got a number in their head which they think that the media or the Western governments can stomach. We no longer see a death toll of 150 heads per day, which is what we have witnessed in the past. I think they've realized that a head count of 30 to 40 people is something that the West can stomach, and they're keeping it to that number. Yeah, that number is now becoming daily as opposed to weekly.
Thank you very much. Abdul Omar is a spokesperson for the Syrian-British Solidarity Campaign, speaking to us from London. Thank you, Abdul.
Thank you very much.